أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوفي بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. Further to the ayah that we had read yesterday also, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, then the Jewish tribes were present here, and in fact, according to history, they had learned that the final Nabi will be making hijrat to, to Madina Sharif, which at that time was known as Yathrib. So long before they had come and settled in Madina Sharif, waiting for the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Jewish tribes, though they were smaller in number compared to the Aus and the Khazraj, the other tribes that were there, but they were the children of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. They were the Ahle Kitab, and they had knowledge of divine scripture. Therefore, they were very respected and honored also. The first surah that was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara was Surah Baqarah. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala is addressing this people or the Bani Israel, and they were the ulama, they were the people who had knowledge of the scriptures. And the reason ulama give that they were being addressed first, and they were, Allah commanded that this message should be brought to them, that when the people of knowledge will accept, then for the other people to follow will be very easy. The object of the Quran Sharif and the sending of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was for the hidayat of mankind. So by giving da'wat to the Bani Israel, the people of the scriptures, the people of the book, the people of knowledge, when they will accept, then the rest will accept much more easily. From Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's time till Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had sent approximately 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to the Bani Israel. And also from them, they were told that from your brothers will be the final Nabi. That is, they were from Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, his brother Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. From them was the Arab progeny, and from there was Allah chose Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be his final Nabi. So Allah says, Ya Bani Israel. Israel is made up of two words, Isra and Il. Isra means chosen, a chosen one, or it means a banda, a slave, like Abdullah, the slave of Allah Ta'ala. So, and Il was the name of Allah Ta'ala. So, all the slaves of Allah, or the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala, that they were the chosen ones, Allah made them from the progeny of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Such great, great Anbiya were in them. And also Allah is addressing them. Like for example, you tell somebody, you want to give him advice, you want to encourage him. You tell him that your father was such a pious person, your father was such a great alim, etc. So you should also follow in that way. So the Bani Israel, Allah uses this word, oh, the chosen ones, you are the children of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. You should follow in this way. It is more right for you compared to other people that you choose this path. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember those favors of mine which I have blessed you with. In this ruku, Allah Ta'ala refers to the general favors, as we will read on further, which Allah had blessed the Bani Israel with. And in from the next ruku, the particular favors Allah had blessed the Bani Israel. And this is also a way of encouraging people that remember this great favor I did for you, remember that great favor, so do this now. So Allah, whose favor is real favors are only of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, I showered you with all my favors, consequently, awfu bi ahdi. So now fulfill that ahd, that agreement that you have made with me. And that was in Surah Ma'idah. One was a list also, The other was Surah Maidah, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We had taken a mithaq, an agreement from Bani Israel. And the details of that was that they should bring iman. Also this, that from them, they were the Ahle Kitab. They were following the scriptures of Allah, though those kitabs were changed, but they were following the scriptures. And Allah Ta'ala had informed them that those who bring iman from them, then I will give them double reward. They brought iman on Musa alayhi salam and now on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They brought iman on Isa alayhi salam and now on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they will get double reward. That is what Allah Ta'ala says, Ufi bi ahadikum. I will complete my side of this agreement also, and I will give you that double reward. Wa iyaya farhabun, and fear me only. That is, these people were the ulama. They had knowledge. People respected them. And right till today, the people serve the ulama. They feel it an honor to make their khidmat, etc. So Allah Ta'ala said, now if you are going to accept Islam, you are no more going to be a Jew, a Christian, etc. So your following will appear that it's going to diminish. Your people won't follow you. Or they will turn against you also, that you have now chosen another religion. So Allah says, don't fear all that. That they will respect you, they honor you, they serve you, all that you fear, you will lose that. So don't fear that. Fear only me. Everything is only in my hands. And yet there is a great lesson that for all of us, particularly the ulama, what is the truth and the right, they must proclaim it and say it and not worry whether people will like them for it or not. And usually, al-haqqu murrun, the truth is bitter. And when the truth is spoken, people don't like it. But it is a duty to Allah Ta'ala that the truth must be spoken and the truth must be told to the people. Whether the people like it or they don't like it, of course it must be said in a palatable way, in a nice way. But still, there are people who won't accept the truth, who don't like the truth. So Allah says, don't worry about all that. You do your duty. I am your creator. I am your everything. So you listen to me and don't worry what the people have got to say. May Allah Ta'ala guide us towards this and always follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and not have other fears of the creation within us. We should fear only the Creator and not the creation. May Allah give us all tawfiq.